Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On. Pastor Kevin Radlin here. Just wanted to take a moment and welcome each and every one of you to the program. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening to this topical Bible study here on 91.5 FM and on our website at ourlighthouse.net. That's right. You can find all kinds of resources for Lighthouse Church on our website, and you can catch sermons. You can catch some of our Thursday night Bible college classes and different things like that. So just want to encourage you to avail yourself to the tools and the resources on our website. Once again, that's at ourlighthouse.net. So once again, thanks for joining us. And Martita, welcome to the program. We've got Martita with us today.
Hi, everybody. Nice to be here.
Longtime friend and amazing Bible teacher and scholar, and you know, you do an amazing job at all that you do for the Lord, Martita. I'm so blessed to have you in my life and have you teaching here at Lighthouse and being a part of what we're doing here at the church. So thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Now that I have the red cheeks from being embarrassed.
Yeah, right. Nobody can see that.
That's just a good
between
thing.
Us. So, you know, we usually have a topic for the program, and this time I brought the topic. So, Martita, you're in the hot seat to track with me. But I wanted to talk today because it's the holidays and everything's kind of happening. And, you know, they always have this push that, you know, Merry Xmas, no, take Christ out. You know, the enemy's always working to try to take Jesus out of Christmas. You've got alternatives. You've got Santa. You've got other different things that you can do, and you can never have Jesus in your holiday if you don't want him.
Yeah.
And so I really kind of wanted to bring to the table today, why is it that they don't want Jesus in Christmas, and when Christmas is really all about him, and what's so special about all of that. And I came to the conclusion that, you know, the birth of Jesus was one of the most significant moments in the planet's history.
Oh my God, yeah.
When the, you know, Lord himself became a man and was born in human flesh. So that's what I want to talk today about. Jesus Christ, fully man, fully God.
Yes.
And his birth and his life and everything that that meant. So what do you think?
Well, let me tell you, through when I became a Christian and growing in it years ago, my excuse was, well, that was Jesus that did it and he's God. There's no way I can do the things that he did, because I'm a human.
Right.
But as I learned and I realized
who you were in Christ.
Who I was in Christ. And not only that, that when he did everything that he did, all the miracles, all the preaching, everything that he did down here, he did it as a man, not as a God. So what he's doing and what he was doing when he came, which is the most important thing when he came, is to save us and to have a relationship with him and reconcile us to the Father.
Right.
And he came to teach us what to do. So he says, when I leave, now I'm responsible to do the things that he did here. And he did as a man to show me that I can do everything that he did and more, because I have him.
So good.
Because of the sacrifice and the gift that he did for, you know, providing for me, and because the Holy Spirit lives inside of me, and now I represent him. I'm his ambassador. So he came fully man to show us what we need to do as human beings.
That is so good. And I love that God humbled himself to the point where he didn't make himself like Adam was made as a man, right?
That's right.
In the beginning. No, he came as a baby, fully innocent, fully you know, vulnerable,
depending totally on his parents.
Yeah, in Matthew 1:23 it says, "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. You know what I mean? So God is with us. Christmas is about God becoming a human being. And why did God need to become a human being, Martita?
Okay, so when Adam and Eve, I love it though. When Adam and Eve were set here, they were perfect, but they sinned. And when they sinned, they gave all their dominion and authority to Satan.
Right. He became the God of this world.
He became the God of this world. Satan didn't steal it from us. We actually, Adam and Eve, gave it to them when he sinned to get that authority and power back. You had to have a blood sacrifice to buy it back, and it had to be perfect blood. But sin nature is already in the blood of the human being, and it comes down the male
from the father.
Okay, so it comes down the sin nature. So we're all born with a sin nature, and that's why Christ had to be born of a virgin Mary,
right?
Her name was Mary, but of a virgin woman,
right?
Okay, because that way sin nature was not in him, because he was created by the Holy Spirit.
And his bloodline was the bloodline of the Father, which was the Heavenly Father, which means he was God in the flesh.
Pure, no sin.
That's lovely.
And that's why we needed Jesus to come in as a human being, and he came as a babe, so nobody can say, well, he was born, you know, he was created this way. He was God. He came completely as a human being like everybody else. Not only that, since childhood, he lived every temptation, every trial.
Yeah.
He went through everything and he never sinned.
Never sinned. Man, what a good child he must have been.
Oh my gosh.
But, you know, what you're describing here, though, is in Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 through 11. I think a lot of people are like, where's all this stuff in the Bible? You know, I hear you talking, but, you know, we like to back it up with scripture. It says this: "Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, he did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant and being born in the likeness of men." Listen to that. "And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every other name." Martita, Jesus is the name above every other name. Why? Because he was God, and he chose to humble himself and become a human. Jesus trapped himself in a human body for eternity, and his glorified body is very similar to the body that we will possess as glorified believers, okay? So God, I don't know any other way to say it. He trapped himself in human form.
This verse has so many different things.
I know. We could go on it forever.
Okay, so he was made in the likeness of man. Man was made in the likeness of the gods,
right,
the God, the
right.
Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, which is one.
Right.
Okay, so we were made in their likeness, and now he humbled himself. Can you imagine being God Almighty and becoming a baby and being at everybody's mercy, being taught everything? And part of you know that you can go to the other side and go, I can go to the God part and just snap my finger. But yet he did everything, oh my gosh, to be humble to that point.
It's amazing.
And then people treated him like they didn't believe in him.
Right.
And yet he just stayed cool, quiet, when he was going to be suffering and the cross and everything. And he stayed quiet through the whole thing. And he humbled himself. He loved us so much that he was willing to go through everything, knowing what he was going to go through.
Yeah.
And he did it voluntarily for our salvation.
I mean, let's look at that for a minute. Let's talk a little bit about some of the different things that Jesus did as God in human form. You know, the first thing that stands out to me is that he made himself of no reputation. I mean, he just emptied himself of everything that he was in heaven, and I mean, just incredible things that he must have laid down. You know, I mean, he didn't lose his deity, but when he became a man, he didn't cease to be God, but he was changing who he was for us.
He chose to become a man to live like us. Not only that, when he came in, he made himself not the strongest, the tallest, the handsomest. He came a person that didn't...
Yeah, a lot of people said he was just very...
Average
looking.
That didn't stand out. So people didn't worship him because of his looks.
Right.
He wanted to be like everybody. And yet he walked with us the whole time. And I love the part, you know, we know like in Hebrews 13:8, that says Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Right.
He is the God Almighty, but yet he chose to do these things for us.
Out of his love for us.
Like he was a nobody.
That's what blows me away.
Like he was nobody to save us and to have a relationship with us.
Yeah, I mean, it says even in that scripture that he took upon himself the form of a servant. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's an act of grace, of God's grace, that the Almighty God, sovereign, you know, stooping down to earth's level of his creation and actually putting himself and injecting himself into the earth, that's serving. That's lowliness. That's the character of our God. That's who Jesus is, Martita. He is the one that laid everything that he was down for us.
In Matthew 20:28, it says, the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life for a ransom for many.
You know, we were just recently in Mexico, and I was sharing a message there called The Pearl of Great Price. You know, and in this scripture, it talks of a man looking for fine pearls, and when he found the greatest of all pearls, he sold everything that he had, and he bought that pearl, you know. And the same parable says there was a man who was in a field, and he found treasure in the field, and he buried that treasure, and he went and sold everything he had, and he went and bought that field, knowing that that treasure was in that. And as I was in Mexico, I was sharing with everybody there that Jesus, you know, sold everything that he had to purchase us. We are the pearl of great price to him.
Wow.
He's the pearl of great price.
Yes.
That we should be willing to turn around then and sell everything that we have, give all of our life to him, you know, so that we can have him in our life. But he did it first.
Yes.
As God, he humbled himself and gave up his deity. He gave up everything that he was, and he emptied himself, as the scripture says, and became of no reputation, and then took upon him the form of a servant. And then he was what? Made in the likeness of men.
And as we talked before, he made himself a likeness of us. So we have no excuse to say, oh, Jesus was God, and I can't be like him.
Right.
We can be exactly like him because we are in him, because the Holy Spirit lives in us. Again, you have to accept the Lord Jesus Christ first as your Savior.
Yeah, we kind of leave that. That's a big part of it.
Yeah, because we're talking for the believers that already know that. But if you're listening to us and you want this relationship and you want to accept the sacrifice that Jesus Christ made for you, all you have to say, Lord, is I repent for my sin, and I want to come into my life. I want that gift. I want to be family with you, and he will be your family.
Sure.
And when he does, when you do that, you're automatically reconciled to the Father, because that's the main thing he said. I came so they can be reconciled to you, Father. Because he did that blood sacrifice so we can have reconciliation with the Father.
Right.
I mean, he is doing everything he did. He did for us. He did it out of love to his Father, because he says this, I love my Father so much that I did this.
Yeah.
Because the Father wanted reconciliation with us.
Sure. That's what it was a requirement of the law. The Bible says without the shedding of blood, there's no forgiveness of sins. And there wasn't a human or animal or anything on the planet that could actually have redeemed mankind. So God in himself, you know, became a man and had that same blood that was in Adam before he sinned.
That's right.
That was the key, right?
That's the key.
The sinless blood, innocent blood. And, you know, Jesus sacrificed himself.
Through one man, sin came into the world. Through one man, sin had to be redeemed.
Yeah. So I love this because it says, and being found in the fashion as a man. When Jesus came into the world, you know, he wasn't trying to be a king. He wasn't trying to be this vision of grandeur. You know, he was humbling himself. He was setting up the stage to literally kick the enemy in the teeth, because scripture tells us that if Satan would have known what he was doing, he wouldn't have done it when he crucified Jesus. He thought he was stomping this guy out when really he was fulfilling the plan of God.
That's right.
By making this sacrifice, by killing Jesus,
he defeated himself.
Shot himself in the foot.
Exactly. He defeated himself.
And he defeated himself. Yes.
And again, when he made himself a human being, he was teaching us how to walk in this world. He was the perfect example of how to live this world. And I love, you know, as we're talking, Jesus said, I do everything I see my Father do, and I speak everything I hear my Father speak.
Right.
And then he said, I'm going to go to be with the Father. I'm going to send the Holy Spirit to you, and he's going to teach you all truth, and he's going to guide you. And now we have to do everything that we see Jesus do and the Father do, and we need to listen to him and speak what he says to say.
Yeah,
it starts with the word, because in there we are taught, so we can start. But doesn't mean that the word is the only way. We need to spend time with the Lord to listen to him and see. So we need to open our eyes and to be able to see, because sometimes we're walking and all of a sudden we see one person and that person stands out to us. Is the Lord saying, go reach out to that person?
Right.
We need to be alert. The way that Jesus was connected, we need to connect.
Sure.
And the Bible says that we hear his voice. He says, my sheep hear my voice. Yeah. That means that you, believer, every believer can hear the Lord's voice.
Yeah, I believe that the world has never witnessed and will never witness again a more genuine act of humility than God becoming a person and then laying his life down and sacrificing. The Bible says, greater love has no man than this, that he laid down his life for his friends. You know, God, in his love for us, he commended his love towards us that while we were sinners, Christ died for us. So, you know, God is showing us and he's patterning a model for us to live a human life in humility.
Yes.
To submit ourselves to the Father just as he did, because Jesus surrendered his will to the will of the Father's. When he became a man, even as God, he could have done anything he wanted. He became a human with free will.
That's right.
His will was to do the will of the one who sent him, but that's where it says he was tempted in every way like a man.
Yes.
Yet without sin. He was tempted in every way.
Yes, and he made a choice.
And he made the choice to do what it is his Father wanted him to do. And I think that's what we need to be really mindful of, is that...
As you're saying that, his desire was always to do the will of the Father. In John 8:29, he says, I do always those things that please him.
Right.
I pray that I will have that heart.
Me too.
You know,
that is a good prayer.
Yes, Lord, I want to always do the things that please you, Lord. And Holy Spirit, help me to do that. You know, I need the Holy Spirit's help. And I need to hang around people that want to do the same thing.
Sure. Absolutely. As we pull into the Christmas holidays, there's so much opportunity to be selfish, to be self-centered. I want this. I need that.
To be tempted.
You know, so we've got to take this opportunity, guys, people that are listening, listen to me for a second. You know, what's pleasing to God with your life? Go to church, go to his services, read the word, open your Bible, pray, talk to God, spend time with him in this holiday season. Don't get so distracted and so overwhelmed with trying to work extra to make money to buy this or do that. No, let's make Jesus the reason for the season again.
Amen.
Let's pull it back. Let's say, God, we want to see your love. We want to see your compassion flowing through us into the lives of others. And let's see how we can humble ourselves and be who God's calling us to be in the lives of others around us.
And ask the Lord, Lord, fill me with your desires. You know, put what you want in my heart. Give me passion for what you want, but open your heart to it and reach out to people, because the Lord came here to share his love and his goodness. And that's what we should do. And yeah, that doesn't mean buying presents all the time. It means people need love and time more than anything else. People love to feel valuable and worth. And when we spend time with people, really spend time with people, that is transformation.
Absolutely. So that's what we're praying and believing your focus will become this holiday season, that you will recognize Jesus is God.
Yes.
And he became a man and he became a baby. Then he lived 33 years of life, you know, sinless.
Mm-hmm. That's
and
right.
And then he, you know, who knew no sin became sin for us. He died for our sins on the cross in that moment. So let's take a quick break, and then I want to come back and talk a little bit about that here in just a minute.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you.
Joyful. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Joyful. Today, today.
Are you 18 to 29 years old? If so, Launch Young Adult Ministries is the place you want to be. We meet every Sunday night at 6:30 in the Double Bubble at Lighthouse Christian Church, 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's fun and fellowship, so come on out as we get you ignited to launch you to where God wants you to be. For more information about Launch, check us out at our website, ourlighthouse.net, or on Instagram at launch_youngadultministries. And I ain't gonna let it slip away. I'm gonna be joyful. Yes, I am. I just know Jesus is the way. I just know Jesus is the truth. I just know Jesus is the life. I just know Jesus is my God.
Love rock music? Love Jesus? If we got the place for you, join us for God's Rock. That's right. God's Rock is a rock music service with a relevant message held at 7 p.m. every first Saturday night of the month at Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. You can get more information at godsrock.life or call 321-749-7234. The venue is located at 1250 North Banana River Drive. Why should the devil have all the good music? Those upon the rock, we salute you.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Once again, it's Kevin and Martita, and you're listening to Turn the Light on 91.5 and on our podcasts and website at ourlighthouse.net. Martita, we've been talking about Jesus becoming a man and what Christmas is all about. This baby has been born. It's joy to the world. The Lord has come. You know, the Savior is born. God as a man, you know, combined as a God-man, and he is now the greatest gift that God has ever given. It's the birth of Jesus Christ.
That's right.
And then from there, Jesus now, as he lived his life sinless, is now ready to give even the greater gift than the birth of himself and becoming a man, but now the death of himself and laying his life down on the cross.
So as you were talking, it's just blowing me away how we in Christmas celebrate giving gifts, okay? And how about if we switch it to celebrate the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ and the gift that, as you said, the Father gave us is this baby that says God with us and the salvation that we're going to have. So the Father gives us a gift with this child. Now Jesus Christ grows and does everything that he needs to fulfill out of the Old Testament, all the law. He fulfilled it and then sacrificed himself unto death. And let's say not just death, but a torturous death.
Yeah, the worst death of
ever.
All of history.
And then he carried the sin of everybody and every disease and infirmity in his body. So we can have a relationship with the Father. We can be saved. And he provided that gift to us.
Sure.
So everything is a gift. All you have to do is accept it.
Right.
You know, and I want to
read this verse. There's not a requirement. It's
no.
a gift.
John 1:14, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth.
Yeah. So this holiday season, know this, that there's grace.
Yes.
That the love of God is waiting for you. It's there. He's waiting for you to call on him.
He didn't come to condemn you.
Yeah. He came to save you.
Yes.
He came to see you come into a relationship with him and learn how to be in a relationship with God in your life.
And he walked it through to teach us. So I'm going to encourage you, pick up your Bible, read it. Read the Gospels. It teaches you what life he has, how he walked it, and it teaches us how to live it.
Yeah, so good. You know, and then there's truth. You know, we got to walk in the truth. The Bible says we'll know the truth, and the truth will set us free. Well,
Amen.
The truth is, your sins have been paid for.
Yes.
There is no angry God in the sky waiting to club you with a stick. His love has been commended towards us, that while we were sinners, he gave his Son the greatest gift. He came, he was born, and then he died, and he released us from all of the transgressions in the law.
Just receive that gift.
So he who the Son sets free is free indeed.
It's free indeed.
Thanks for listening to Turn the Light On.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Marylawn, Florida. Our service times are on Sunday at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning for our radio show, Turn the Light On, at 7:30 on WMIE 91.5 or any of our social media channels. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to see you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.